Are you a real estate agent looking to change your real estate game, change your real estate business, and change your life? Welcome to the Bulletproof Agent Podcast. I'm Catherine Lucadu, real estate coach, speaker, top producing agent, and broker owner of the Property Gallery Realty, just 20 minutes north of Toronto. We will be exploring the mindset, training, strategies, motivations, and tools that you will need to be super successful in your real estate business. But before we get started, check us out in our Facebook group, Bulletproof Agents. Now, are you serious about taking your real estate business to the next level? Well, then here we go. Good morning, good morning. Last day of January. Can you believe it? You know, there are some months that tend to go really quickly, and I find that this was one of them. Good morning, I am Catherine Lucadu. I am here at the Property Gallery Realty, and I thought it would be a great time, now that we're the morning of the last day of the month, to see where we're at. Did we accomplish what we wanted to accomplish this month? Mindset-wise, how did that go for you? You know, beginning of the year can be a little bit daunting. We tend to make a lot of lists and goals, and we hope that we can get a whole lot done. Good morning, Jean. And I think the question is, it's great to have those lists and the goals and everything, but did you actually commit to doing any of the things that you said you would? And did you follow through on them? So I thought it would be a great idea to, we're obviously going to start off with, you know, the happiness quote. And then I am going to go through, basically, you know, we have an office meeting every Monday. And every Monday I bring up a theme. And I think it might be nice to kind of do a little recap of what our office meetings were about. And obviously I'm not going to get into technicality, but I'm going to bring out some of the themes that we talked about, because it was about getting your January started. So grab a cup of coffee, and I've got my tea here as well. So let's start off with the happiness quote. Doing this on an iPad today, I've been doing video now for 2 years, and I have always used my trusty iPhone. Today I am trying an iPad, and I think that the definition should be quite clear because it's newer. So let's see. Good morning, Marcella. Okay, so here's our quote for today and every day, really. Happiness is to recognize that negativity exists, but decide not to let it in. This is so very true. So I'm going to repeat it one more time. Happiness is to recognize that negativity exists, but decide not to let it in. Now, the interesting thing about that quote is, you know, sometimes when you go around, and I'll give me an example, and we are positive and we try to, you know, have happiness in our life and positivity. And some people may interpret that as going around wearing rose-colored glasses. So in fact, it's not. It's actually just looking on the brighter side of life, because everyone can choose when you wake up in the morning to either concentrate on the negative or concentrate on the positive. I choose to concentrate on the positive, so it's not rose-colored glasses. It's actually choosing to be happier than unhappy. You know, I've been to those unhappy places when I was sick and after my surgeries and things, so I choose not to go back there. So that is the main message, is yes, negativity does exist all around us, but that does not mean that you have to be within it, right? You can decide when you wake up in the morning what side of the bed you're waking up on. Are you waking up on the positive side or on the negative side? I would suggest you learn to roll over to the positive side, because it makes life much easier to go through. Good morning, Melanie. So let's do a little recap, shall we? we had our first office meeting, which was January 8th. And the theme of that meeting was the key to success. How did we start off? Well, basically there were three words which we found important for the keys to success, and that was consistency, focus, and time. So I think that the most important word when we are thinking about being successful or getting what we want to get done, and that's consistency. Because you can have as many plans, as many goals as you want. You can have a list from here to I don't know where, but if you are not consistent in actually following through on what it is that you'd like to do, the problem is that nothing will get done at the end of the day. Or, you know, especially a lot of people are thinking of wanting to start video or wanting to get better at social media and posting. And I've been having, you know, the social media workshop here, and I have another one tomorrow evening. And this is what I tried to explain to everyone, is it is fantastic to want to learn how to post on social media and the why and the how and the what do you post. But if you're not going to be consistent, if you don't have a system or a way that you're going to be doing it, at the end of the day, not a whole lot will get done. You've got to be consistent in following through with your plan and to actually have that plan in place. So morning routines on that particular meeting were very important. And I think that the way that you start your day, and if you can, you know, start it in a great healthy way, it really helps that mindset get started. Because sometimes, as we were talking about, our businesses, as we say, ebb and flow like a roller coaster. And it's not just real estate, it's any business that we are in. That is what business is. It goes up, it goes down, it ebbs and flows. So how do we, as people who have emotions and so on, how do we not follow that roller coaster of a ride? Well, the consistency helps, but that morning routine and how you start your day and that mindset that you have when you start your day is extremely important. So some of the tips that I was giving for morning routines and getting through your day were having that list of things that you'd like to get done for the day. Now, it's not a list this big. It's a manageable list, and obviously putting either whatever you don't really want to do first, because here's what I think happens to a lot of people, and I know myself, I'm the same way. If there is something that you are avoiding or you don't want to do, you're just going to keep thinking about it all day long. So to avoid doing that, do it first. And then it doesn't take up all of your focus for the rest of the day, because focus is what's needed. And the other point was time blocking. So if you can time block your time, you know, our attention span will last between 60 and 90 minutes, and then it starts to wane a little bit. So if you can time block your time according to the list that you've made, this will help your day to progress much more smoothly, I find, and you'll get a whole lot more done. Because as we said before, being busy and being productive are two different things. So we actually want to be productive and just not busy. Because busy could mean that we've been on Facebook, we've been on social media, we've been chatting with people, which is great. But make sure that you've blocked out those focus times where you actually need to get work done. So I'll move along. Focus was a big one as well. And I find that we are distracted so easily these days from whether it's social media or phone calls or emails. We have a lot of distractions in our lives. So in order to help us focus, the time blocking and the lists will help. And we went over social media a little bit, but then let's go to our week two, which actually is social media. And I had done a live video giving some of the social media points that you should be concentrating on if you are starting a social media Oh my gosh, it's early in the morning. I should have done a little more walking this morning. So your initiative, if you've done a social media initiative, have you started? Have you come up with your plan of how it is that you'd like to post, but more importantly, what value are you going to be posting? What value are you going to be offering people in your social media posting? So it's fine to be posting photos and things, but what I was teaching last week, and I know some of you were waiting for a little tidbit of a video. I'm having a real tough time downloading the hour and a half of video that I took. So I will manage to figure that out today, but I'll just tell you live right now some of the things that we were discussing. So one of the key points when you are posting on social media is, one, are you offering value? And two, how are you going to help people through what it is that you're posting? And did you know that you can have the most average photo or picture there, but it's the caption that is what will capture people? And how do you capture people? You're going to capture them emotionally, not through the logic. So for example, if it is that you are selling products, it is not, hey, here's my product, would you like to buy it? This is not how we sell. We don't come to Facebook to sell. We don't go to any social media platform to sell anything, because there's no one out there looking to buy off of Facebook or any other social media platform. They're there to be social. So how do we get across what it is that we do, but in a social way? Well, that is how your brand comes out. That is how your personality comes out. This is how you get people to know you, like you, and trust you. And it's certainly not by selling anybody on anything. It is by providing value and information. Meet people where they are at. So, at what process are they at when they're on Facebook? Well, they're just there to relax, really. So, by you showing a house and just saying it's 3-bed, 2-bathroom, that's not really meeting anybody where they're at. It's just telling them it's a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom house. So how can you turn that post into something a little more emotional, possibly with a story, right? And if you are in a different business, insurance or mortgage, or you sell products, or you have a new business that you've opened, capture people here, not here. So tell the story about your business. Tell the story of who you are, what made you open that business. Create a connection with people, because that's why we're on social media platforms. It is to create connections and relationships with people. So that's basically social media in a nutshell and how it is that we should be connecting with people. So it's value, it is consistency, and it is very good to have a strategy, because a strategy will keep you right on where you need to be. That strategy will kind of hold you accountable. You should have someone else holding you accountable, because if you are not self-disciplined, then having someone else holding you accountable will definitely help you get a little bit further. So our week 2 office meeting was working smarter and not harder. And this is obviously something that everyone would like to do, is to work smarter, not harder. And again, it was about having a plan. It was about prioritizing what is most important, and only you can decide what is most important to your business or in your life. And that's where you decide how it is that you're going to prioritize your plan. Setting a deadline. How important is this? It's important, because if you don't have an end goal or a deadline for a project or even something that you'd like to learn, then when will it get done? So, you know, there's a saying that says, if not now, when? And if you don't give your mind a deadline of when you'd like to learn something, and I don't mean you have to have like a specific date and a time, but give yourself some kind of an end goal. Because if you don't, and it just kind of goes on, that's when nothing gets done. And, you know, if you're going to set out to learn something new, and you're going to take the time, you know, to go to a conference or to start learning something new or read a book, take the time to decide by when are you going to start implementing those things that you're learning. Because that's very important. Implementation, taking action, is what will actually drive you to be more successful. And success, again, is perspective. Success for one person is not the same as someone else. Does it always mean money? No, it doesn't. Could it just mean the success of having learned something new? Absolutely. Could it be the success of moving out of your comfort zone and doing something, you know, against what you were thinking that you could do? Absolutely. Moving past those challenges and achieving something that you never thought you could, that is success. Success doesn't always have a monetary value. And if it does, then again, that won't get you very far, because money will only get you so far. And you can have as much money as you want in the world, and that's not going to make you the happiest person in the world. So I think you need to decide what's most important to you and why it is that you do what you do, because it's not for money. The money will provide you something else. What is that thing that the money will provide you, which is why we're working so hard or trying to achieve something? So you're the only person who can decide what success will give you. So we did talk about spending some time outside, not to get stuck in a box. We talked about taking some more breaks. Just grinding at a computer all day long isn't very helpful. Sorry, I just gotta grab a Kleenex super fast. Okay, sorry, it was a little chilly outside, so my nose just decided to start running now. Anyways, here we go. Last meeting of the month, and I do hope that you're finding some of this recap interesting, because I think it does help us get through that first month of January by deciding how it is we want the rest of the months of the year to go. Very important, grit. What is grit? Do you have it? And grit is when we are comparing, for example, two people who are the same age, different levels of education, but it's grit, not intelligence, that will predict how far in the future you will go. And a lot of the time, what holds us back is fear. And fear is a very debilitating sickness. And I call it a sickness because unless you can overcome it, it will stick with you. And if you just live in fear, you are living in a box. You know, I was in that box for some period of time after I had my heart surgery many years ago. Didn't want to go anywhere, didn't want to do anything. I was fearful of everything, because if a doctor can't give you a diagnosis of what's wrong with you, you go around thinking, well, then I can just have a heart attack anytime. How do I know why it happened then? How do I know it won't happen again? And this is for anything that we can get ourselves into, whether it's a bad relationship or whether it is a situation that we got ourselves into and now we are fearful of moving forward. That fear will always keep you in a box. And that box can get very stifling after a while, and then it starts to get depressing. So if you can start slowly, and this is what I did right from the beginning, one after another, I started confronting every little thing that I was afraid of. And funny enough, every time you confront that issue that you're afraid of, you actually become less fearful. So I was at the point 12 years ago where I would map out every time I left the house where the closest hospital was, because I was so afraid that if I had a heart attack, I needed to be within a distance of the hospital. I've gone from that to on Tuesday, I will be flying to LA by myself for a mastermind in a room full of extremely intelligent broker owners and team leaders who have a lot to offer. Now, this is someone who wouldn't leave their house without a map of the closest local hospital to now flying to LA. Last year, I went 7 times. I went to New York, to LA, to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, to Lake Tahoe, and a few other places. It is every time you confront your fear, that is when you will overcome it. And it's not easy, but let me tell you, What is on the other side of fear is absolutely amazing. And you will be so glad you did it. So going back to grit. Grit is basically starving your negative thoughts, moving forward with your positive thoughts, and knowing that you can do anything. And that's what a lot of people don't realize, is you can do a whole lot more than you think you can. You're a whole lot stronger than you think you are. If you weren't, you wouldn't be here right now. You would not have gone through everything you've been through in your life and still be here standing today. And I firmly believe that it does not matter if you've done things wrong in the past. Failure is where we grow, and we have to fail, because if we don't fail, then how do we learn the other way, the right way of doing it? How do we learn the better way? If we don't fail, then how do you grow into the next step of your life or your career? Basically, you will just stay at the status quo. And if you're happy at the status quo, that's fine. But I think that everyone likes a little bit of challenge in your life. Now, you know, there is this fine line, and I did a little bit of studying about comfort zones when I was doing a presentation last year in LA. And the interesting thing about comfort zones is you actually have, there is this very fine gray line where, you know, you want to start something new and it's challenging, so you go forward. But if that thing is so scary, then there's actually a gray line where it becomes traumatizing. So we definitely don't want you to do anything that's traumatizing, but we definitely want you to make baby steps toward whatever it is you're a little fearful of. Because every time you accomplish it, such a great feeling, and it will make you feel great. So consistency again came up with having grit, commitment, actually committing. So if you made a plan for January and you said that I am going to commit to doing something, did you stick with your commitment this month? If you didn't, I'm certainly not going to ask you why, but I think it might be great if you say to yourself, okay, I did not commit this month to what I said I would do, but next month, I am going to commit. I'm going to write it down. I'm going to look at it every single day, and I'm going to follow through with it. So that by the end of February, you can look back and say, look, I did it. I actually committed to what I said I was going to do, and here I am feeling so much better for doing it. Basically, we ended up with the goals. Your goals being specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely. Now, what does that mean? Okay, so they're called SMART goals. And what it means is, if you can make it specific, and if you can actually say, okay, by the end of January, I would like, and then actually be very specific. If it's about weight, I would like to lose 5 pounds by the end of January. Now, I didn't choose 20 pounds because we still have to remember it needs to be achievable. It needs to be realistic. Is losing 20 pounds realistic? No. Why? Because it's unhealthy to lose that much weight in a month. So you would have to ask yourself what it is that I would have to do to lose 5 pounds. Well, you know, it's diet, it's exercise, it's all of these things. I'm not going to get into a health regime with you, but the point is, make a goal, but make it specific, measurable, achievable, and realistic, and give yourself a deadline. So, that is January in a nutshell. How do you feel about the way you've ended January? If you're not as happy at not having achieved everything you wanted to, that's okay. There are 11 more months to go. This was just your first month of the year. Sometimes we have a slow start, and that's fine, because maybe January you needed to get your grip. You needed to decide what it is that you'd like to accomplish. So now going into February 1st, which is tomorrow, you know exactly what it is that you'd like to start accomplishing. And if you don't, you might want to spend, an hour or two today making out a plan for yourself. What is it you'd like to accomplish by the end of next week, by the end of the month? Because having a type of a plan for yourself will definitely keep you on track. I am Catherine Lucadu. I'm the broker owner here at the Property Gallery. Let me know if you have found any of this helpful. I hope you have. And don't forget, our happiness quote of the day was, happiness is to recognize that negativity exists, but to decide not to let it in. That's it. Don't let it in. Keep it away. We know it's there, but we don't have to take it and internalize it. Let it be out there. Be happy here, and all will be well. Have an awesome week ahead, and have a great February. Thanks for listening, and I always want to leave you something to think about. If you fear it, then that should be your next move. I'm Catherine Lucadu. Until next time.